Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Y ya llegamos to yet another Wednesday, y otro caso que les traemos por allí. Of course, before we begin, we do have a few updates. Steph, you can kick it off.
Okay, so we've been thinking.
I was like, wait, like, what are,
what are
even
you
though we just
them?
Like discuss what the updates are, but I'm like, what's up?
Wait, we are going to tell them, right?
I think so.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, yeah,
we have to
friends.
Put it out there, right?
We have to put it out there.
Yeah. So behind the scenes, we decided to.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Don't be nervous. Okay. We're friends.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We decided that we are going to start a YouTube channel for Cuento Crimen. And we already have one. We have shorts on YouTube. But what we mean is that we are going to start making videos on our YouTube channel soon. And we've been working on it behind the scenes with our wonderful editor that has helped us so much. And it requires a lot of planning.
Steph and I were thinking, like, yes, we wanted to start a YouTube channel. And like she was saying, like, we have shorts and we have, like, you know, little videos, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Pero esos son like ya videos de casos that we've already covered here in the podcast. So it's like, okay, if you're already listening to the episodes here on the podcast, what can we offer you in YouTube mm-hmm. that's going to be a little different? And so we came up with the idea of starting like another little segment of Cuento Crimen. Mm-hmm. And this would be just all about kidnapping stories. I guess like the idea or like the vision that we had was y'all would send us if y'all ever experienced or if y'all ever heard of someone that almost got kidnapped mm-hmm. and you guys kind of just like send those stories into us. And then that's what we will be discussing over on YouTube, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. So it's like, I'm sure a lot of us have felt we were in a situation where you thought you were going to be kidnapped or someone in your family was going to be kidnapped.
Yeah.
I know Jahida has a story and I have a story.
And it can also be like anonymous.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't have to tell us your names
yeah.
or any names at all. Or just, you know, I mean, like, yeah, kidnapping or just any time that you just felt unsafe. Like you just
yeah.
got that eerie feeling.
You had that feeling that,
yeah.
you know, you just didn't feel safe and you felt like, you know, if it had gone any other way,
yeah.
you maybe could have been kidnapped, you know? So, yeah, it's going to be an extra segment of us on video. Reading these stories mm-hmm. from our family and friends to start off. And then if you send us submissions, you know, we'll also be making videos on those.
Yeah.
You can decide to change the names on your story. And yeah, that's going to be an extra segment. And we're still thinking about what else to do, like Q&As. Maybe we'll do some live episodes as well on there. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be kind of as we go, and we're going to decide, you know, what else to do on there.
Just like spice it up, you know, mm-hmm. darles un poquito más. Because it makes sense you get mensajes of like, oh man, I have to wait till the next Wednesday. And we know how that feels, right? Because mm-hmm. we also have like our podcast that we listen to. So like we were talking like, okay, ¿qué podemos hacer? And then, I don't know, I think I would be interested in listening to stories mm-hmm. of almost getting kidnapped or, you know, just, you know, like weird situations. And also, like, I feel like it could be a reminder to us that, like, these are happening on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it happens to anyone. Could
yeah.
happen to anyone.
I feel like we can learn through these stories as
yeah.
well. Because, yeah, there's just so many things and tactics that people do to try to kidnap
yeah.
people.
And also to be aware, yeah, mm-hmm. of the tactics and stuff. So, yeah. So that is what we have cooking up our sleeves. If it sounds interesting, stay tuned for when we will be releasing those on YouTube.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend going on over and subscribing now. So, you know, just
yes,
so you know.
We are on YouTube and our handle there is Cuento Crimen Podcast. And if you have a story that you want us to tell, please submit it on our social media mm-hmm. or you can email us at cuentocrimenpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or like a DM on Instagram
yeah.
too, or, you know. So yes, that will be coming fairly soon, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And yeah, let us know. Let us know if you'll be interested. Okay. Entonces, ahora sí a lo que vinieron. Hopefully y'all didn't skip that because y'all missed a lot. So yeah, so hoy les traemos otro caso a ustedes. And today we'll be talking about Tabitha Tozzi.
El caso de hoy es un poco corto as it just happened recently. So not a lot of information has been shared. but we did want to share it with you all because the person who is allegedly responsible is out hiding from police and investigators.
And so, like I said, today we'll be talking about Tabitha Tazi, who was a young woman who was allegedly shot and killed by her ex-boyfriend. And como dijo Stephanie, the investigators are still looking for her ex-boyfriend.
Antes de empezar, we would like to give you all a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics.
Les queremos dar una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
Y también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. Okay, let's begin.
So this case apenas pasó este año en el 2023. So like we were saying, it's super recent, happened back in April. Entonces, como hemos visto, you know, sometimes some cases take time to develop, like the investigation and like answers coming in and evidence and everything. And so on Tabitha's case, a lot of information is still being withheld. And yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why this case will be on the shorter side. So to start off, Tabitha Tazi tenía 26 años y ella vivía in Las Vegas. And everyone, like, I mean, all her friends and her family describe her to be the light of everyone's lives.
Yeah, Tabitha was described as a loving person, full of life, and overall just a kind person. I mean, that's all that we read on, you know, in the articles. Y también a ella le encantaba conocer a personas. She was just a social butterfly. She loved being social, talking to people, making new friends. And it was truly heartwarming to hear all these nice things they had to say about her.
Yeah, like she loved people and the people loved her. I think we read somewhere that she even had like over 30,000 followers on her Instagram. So like she was a social butterfly. Mm-hmm. Like we were saying, like a lot of people described her as a beautiful person inside and out. And she was honestly very, very beautiful. Like from the pictures that Steph and I had seen. Y entonces ella trabajaba en ZAI restaurant and bar. Again, Stephanie and I aren't too familiar with like the Las Vegas area, but if you are, perhaps you know this place. Y ella también tenía una cuenta de OnlyFans. You know, it was just a way of her to make some extra cash.
And through this account, Oswaldo Nathanael Perez Sanchez, de 27 años, became obsessed with Tabitha. And apparently he had been stalking her for about 2 years before they met in person and became a couple.
Y la relación entre Oswaldo and Tabitha era muy tóxica, according to Tabitha's mother, Regina. Muchas de las amistades de Tabitha, like her closest friends, were very unaware of the reality of her relationship. And so like when this happened, a lot of them, you know, discussed it in interviews how they were shocked. You know, like they never knew that Tabitha was living this. They said that Tabitha was always her happy, usual self. Like she never changed when she got into the relationship. Pero como siempre decimos, you know, there's always two stories and you just never know what's going on behind closed doors.
Yeah. And it seems like Tabitha's relationship surprised a lot of her friends, but not her mother, because Regina mentioned in una entrevista que Tabitha le había dicho unos días antes de su muerte que ella ya no quería estar con Oswaldo, that I guess, you know, she just didn't want to be in that relationship.
She had enough. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, to a certain point, like toxic relationships and abusive relationships, like se llega al punto donde la otra persona is just done, you know? And sometimes, unfortunately, it's too late and sometimes people get out right on time. And so, yeah, Tabitha le estaba diciendo a su mamá que Oswaldo era muy jealous and very toxic. And that, yeah, she had reached her breaking point. She wasn't happy anymore. Y Regina dice que ella le aconsejó que si ella ya no estaba a gusto or that she was feeling unsafe, to just leave, to break up with Oswaldo.
I don't understand, like, why this guy is being described as jealous and toxic if he was pursuing her for 2 years, you know?
Yeah.
And he knows, you know, what she does.
Yeah.
So he chose this partner. So to go into her life and try to shake that up and be, you know, jealous and toxic, you know, it just doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah. I definitely feel like jealousy is it has to be like some kind of like mental illness.
Yeah. Or like people not being able to control it, you know?
Yeah.
Entonces, como dijo Yahaira, su mamá la aconsejó que lo deje if she wasn't happy in that relationship. And Tabitha le contestó que she was scared to break up with Oswaldo because she felt like he would do something to her, like hurt her or harm her.
And honestly, I think that's so sad. Like, cuando te quieres ir de una situación en donde tú no te sientes safe and you don't feel happy, but then you also don't feel safe leaving. Like, that must be a very sucky feeling because you feel stuck. And I feel like this is like a good point to bring up with like domestic violence issues, right? Like a lot of the times you always hear like, well, why didn't she just leave or why didn't she just do that? But it's like, it's not as simple as it looks, you know? Like a lot of people who are trying to leave do feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad.
A la siguiente mañana, April 22nd, 2003, Tabitha le habló a su mamá saying that she did not feel safe. And she asked her if she could go pick her up.
It was thought that Tabitha estaba con Oswaldo. Y cuando le llamó a Regina, which, you know, was her mom, Regina dice que cuando ella recibió esa llamada, she automatically knew que algo malo estaba pasando.
And she acted quickly because of that feeling that mm-hmm. she had. She just got up and went straight to go pick up her daughter. Pero cuando llegó en donde estaba Tabitha, ya era muy tarde.
Regina found Tabitha with a gunshot wound to her head. It was clearly a homicide. And obviously, like, the first suspect was Oswaldo. Tabitha was quickly taken to University Medical Center, where she was on life support until Monday.
And she was pronounced dead at 7:11 p.m. that following Monday.
It's so heartbreaking. Like, me pongo en el lugar de Regina, and I'm just like, man, like, imagine, like, knowing that your daughter was in danger because of this selfish person. And I can't. My heart goes out to them, honestly.
Yeah.
And so it is believed que Tabitha quiso terminar la relación con Oswaldo. Y pues ahí es cuando Oswaldo probably got out of hand and shot her.
Los investigadores trataron de hablar con él. Pero resulta that, you know, they couldn't get a hold of him. And so he fled and is now hiding. And no one seems to know where he is or where he went.
And it sucks. Like, it sucks knowing que la familia y los amigos de Tabitha don't have at least that type of closure. Like, you know, like the person who took them from her is still out there and yeah. is still kind of getting away with it, you know?
And I feel like maybe they could also feel unsafe as well. Because yeah. where is he? Is he cruising around that area still?
Yeah.
Or did he really flee the state, the country, you yeah. know? So it's like you have no clue where he is.
Just like the uncertainty, I feel mm-hmm. like makes it worse. And also like the fact that this person was willing to kill, like, is he willing to kill again?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really scary to think about too for like the rest of society.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's important that we share this case because Oswaldo deserves to be found and he deserves to
be questioned, you yeah. know, and you know, there's a whole thing, right? The innocent until proven guilty, right?
Yeah.
So if he has nothing to hide.
El que nada debe, nada teme.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So if he, I don't know. To me, like if it wasn't him, there was no reason for him to have left.
I disappear like. Just like that, yeah. you know? So if anyone knows any information that could lead to his arrest, please call Crime Stoppers of Nevada at 702-385-5555.
Si alguien conoce alguna información que puede llevar a su arresto de Oswaldo, llame al Crime Stoppers of Nevada al 702-385-5555. And again, remember, like, any small lead can be the breakthrough that the investigators are looking for. And, you know, Tabitha deserves justice.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. We appreciate every single one of you. And so we ask you to leave us a rating on Spotify if that is where you're listening, or leave us a Apple Podcast review if that's where you're listening. We truly, truly appreciate it because that helps the show grow. So thank you so much, and we'll see you all next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.